This is the Texas Standard.
Well, look at this. We are now just 4 days away from the start of the state special legislative session. The leader of the Texas Senate, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, has spelled out plans to give teachers bonuses and boost retirement benefits. Patrick says he wants to offer bonuses of $600 to $1,000 to long-term and retired teachers. He wants to pump $200 million into the struggling teacher retirement system, give $150 million to small rural districts, plus another $60 million for new schools in fast-growing areas. I hear what you're wondering. How's he going to do that if he's successful pushing through his property tax cuts? Well, you might say Patrick's betting on the lottery. Bob Garrett's reporter for the Dallas Morning News. He's covering this story, and he joins us now. Bob, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.
The lottery? Doesn't the lottery already fund a lot of education in the state?
Well, it entirely is used to fund education. As Dan Patrick pointed out yesterday, it only pays about 1/20 of the freight. So he's saying we're going to make sure that it's used for teacher longevity bonuses. A lot of educator groups are skeptical.
We're talking about a one-time deal here where this money would be distributed for 1 year and then gone, or wouldn't you have to change the Constitution if you wanted to keep this thing ongoing?
Right, and that's what he proposes to do, a constitutional amendment to dedicate the first $700 million of lottery money each year to teacher longevity bonuses, which, by the way, would also go to the retired teachers who've served at least 20 years.
I was taking a look at the numbers here. It's my understanding that 72% of the lottery profits go to, you know, paying prizes, administration, that sort of thing. The 27%, the remainder, which was about $1 billion last year, goes to education, and whatever's left, last year it was $76 million, goes just into general revenue. If I'm doing the numbers right, that doesn't add up, at least given how much Patrick is talking about additionally to come from the lottery, because $76 million won't cover all this.
We've got the next 30 days or so, I think, to check this out. And until he can get his constitutional amendment, Dan Patrick is proposing a payment delay to Medicaid managed care organizations. And he was very critical, you know, of Speaker Joe Strauss's wanting to do a similar accounting gimmick that involved education. So all of those things are going to go in the mix in this fun special session that starts Tuesday.
Surprised that education is becoming something Lieutenant Governor Patrick is interested in here. It seemed like Speaker Strauss was surprised. He said, you know, said it's great to have Lieutenant Governor Patrick on board talking about this issue.
Well, you know, I think it's bothered Dan Patrick to be cast as the voucher man and someone who's callous toward public education. He often talks about how his wife was a classroom teacher. And, you know, he was the Senate education chairman for a while. And yesterday, he really displayed his inner education nerd at this press conference with a 30-minute detailed lecture, four posters on easels, leading us through the numbers. He is, I think he's very eager to proclaim that the more staunchly conservative wing of the Texas Republican Party, which he leads, is interested in the public schools and dispel the idea that they're just letting them sort of circle the drain.
I sort of wondered if this wasn't part of a strategic effort on the tax cuts.
You know, it is partly an answer to that because, as you know, he's been attacked, the Senate's been attacked for really creating the property tax bill problem by not addressing school finance. For most of us, it's 55% of our total tax bill.
So what are teachers' organizations saying about this? I mean, this is not an insubstantial amount of money here.
Several of them are saying his numbers don't add up, and even the more cautious ones, like the biggest one, the Association of Texas Professional Educators, are saying, you know, this is the same guy pushing the lottery and wanting to put us out in a bad way by not letting school districts deduct our members' membership fees. They're very distrustful. On the other hand, they have to say, you know, we're going to listen to him. He didn't bring us in on the early discussions of this. We learned about it when you learned about it yesterday. But anybody who's talking, doing something for teachers, we have to look at the fine print.
More to come, and Bob Garrett will be reporting on it. He covers education for the Dallas Morning News. Bob, thanks so much.
Great to be here.